everyone. Welcome to Steelers.com Live. As you can tell, we have a very special guest in studio with us today. Coach Tomlin is joining Bob Labriola and I. Coach, we obviously have to start with Le'Veon Bell. Explain a little bit of what he's going through and where the team stands right now in terms of his health.
You know, obviously he's experiencing some discomfort associated with the injury, but it's relatively good news that it won't require surgery. It is a midfoot sprain. We're going to rule him out for this week, but we're simply just going to take it from a week-to-week standpoint. He's really perked up a lot in the last 24 to 48 hours, which is a good sign for him and for us.
You always say next man up. Is that next man Jonathan Dwyer? Has he earned that spot?
You know, it's just that time of year. I don't have great clarity about the next man right now. We got some candidates that are dealing with minor bumps and bruises that are associated with the preseason. Isaac Redman will get the nod if he's able to go. He's experiencing a stinger or two right now. And LaRod Stevens-Howland has a MCL sprain, a grade one, not significant. Those guys are working in a partial capacity. If they're unable to go, then Jonathan will get an opportunity.
You just said today at your press conference LaRod would practice today. Did he, and how did he look?
He participated partially and had some good moments, but wasn't strong enough to finish. We don't want to take any steps backwards as we move toward game day. So when we felt like we were potentially moving in that area, we shut him down like we do all guys. Because this time of year, the most important thing is that you move them continually toward participation in games. That's the only time they get an opportunity to state a real case for themselves.
Sticking with the moving them consistently towards participation in games, David Johnson, Cortez Allen, what have you seen from them?
Both guys look really good. We had a little lightning there at the midway point of practice. It went from outside and grass to inside and turf. Because of that transition, we shut David Johnson down as a precaution, but he was having a good day. Really no restrictions with Cortez. We feel comfortable that he's going to be able to play and play well this weekend.
Backtracking a little bit, you said after Monday night's game that there would probably be some refs coming to practice to help with the penalties. Yesterday they were here. How do you feel that went?
I think it's going great. They were here again today, and if nothing else, it just provides a interesting point from dialogue. And I think just the better we understand the rules, and the rules are one thing, how they're written down, but how the game is officiated is another. And our guys need to not only understand the rules, but understand how the game's officiated. If we can do that, it increases our chances of winning. And I see good dialogue that comes along with their presence, besides the yellow flags when appropriate.
The Steelers go into this preseason game against Kansas City 0-2, haven't played particularly well in a lot of areas in the two losses. Steeler fans get a little nervous, as you, even though it's still the preseason. What would you say to them in terms of trying to comfort them a little bit?
Well, you know, I'm not in the business of comforting, so sorry, Steeler Nation. You know, we got to play better. And this process that is the preseason, is that a process? And, you know, we haven't had a great deal of success to this point, but we're undeterred, to be honest with you. I'm excited about getting this group into a stadium, particularly from a coach's perspective. When you've had an opportunity to put together a game plan situationally, whether it's third down, short yardage, red zone, goal line, it's going to be fun to watch those guys execute that.
Cuts happen next week. Do you kind of take what you've learned so far plus Saturday's game and kind of into next week before you start making decisions, or where do you stand right now?
Yeah, I think it's a cumulative thing. Obviously, the games are weighted a little differently, as they should be, because, you know, football is played in pads in stadiums. So that's a significant part of it. But, you know, this first wave of cuts, you know, usually it's just a process of, you know, deciding how to even out the lines and so forth. The most difficult element of the cuts are the ones that occur the following week.
Do you think this team needs to win Saturday?
I think that winning is always good. And I'm not one to try to de-emphasize the importance of preseason and winning in the preseason. I think every team grows and grows positively from positive experiences, and winning is a part of that.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much for your time. As we were already talking about Le'Veon Bell, he spoke to the media this afternoon. Let's take a listen.
I can, like, walk on in and put a lot of pressure on my foot now. That's, like, when I first heard it, you know, I couldn't. You know, once I came off to the sideline or whatever, I took my shoe off, like, I couldn't put no more pressure on after that. But, you know, now I can, like, walk on it, you know, I can move it, move my all my toes and everything, you know. So, swelling went down. So, I mean, right now I'm just been walking around on it a little bit, you know, picking up marbles on my toes and everything, just trying to do little things. Right now, you know, I'm not doing nothing too crazy on it yet. You know, I'm still letting it heal and, you know, just try to get back.
Are you sort of baffled as to why this has happened? You talk about how you've never really been hurt. I mean, are you sort of like, dude, I mean, you got hurt Monday night, were you like, for real? I mean, was that the first thought that went through your mind?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, you know, but I mean, it's part of the game. You know, football is a contact sport, obviously. I mean, you're going to have your little injuries every now and then, you know, but it's just something you know, I have to fight through. I mean, everything happens for a reason, you know, so, you know, I don't question the reason why I got hurt. You know, I mean, it's the reason why I had to go through this, and I'm just going to, you know, take it and run with it. You know, once I get back on the field, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can with it.
All right, a special thanks again to Coach Tomlin for joining us live in the studio, Bob. But going back a little bit to Le'Veon, we already heard from Coach earlier in the program, and Le'Veon himself there, this does appear to be probably one of the best-case scenarios from what it could be. This isn't like a Matt Spaeth injury.
Right, but as soon as surgery was taken off the table in terms of, you know, a necessary part of the rehab, you know, the picture brightened considerably. Surgery, you're looking at 8 to 10 to 12 weeks, and then what comes into play are a lot of those lists, you know, injured reserve designated to return and some of those other things. You know, I think this is now a situation where since it's only rehabilitation that is going to be required, the Steelers can't keep Le'Veon Bell on the 53-man roster when they make their final cuts on August the 31st because you know, it's not going to be 6-8 weeks into the regular season before he's ready to get back. And, you know, now the issue becomes, do the Steelers have the other components in the backfield to make the running game work? And, you know, as Mike Tomlin said, Missy, he's not ready to do any anointing of
Dwyer, Redmond, Lerod, anybody.
Right. But I do think that, you know, when you look at those guys, there is a nice complement of skills that I think can still get the job done. I mean, you know, Jonathan Dwyer did some decent things in the Redskins game, but he fumbled the ball. You can't have that. Isaac Redman, we've seen what he can do and do rather consistently. And I really think that Lerod Stevens-Howling, they're just scratching the surface with him in terms of his role in the offense. And, you know, this is a guy that I would hope would get, I don't know, 15 touches a game, some combination of runs, receptions. I think he's going to be a very good receiver, a returner maybe in some situations. And, you know, this is a guy who can be, I think, a successful running back in all kinds of situations, even short yardage, because he is hard to locate behind the offensive lineman. His 5'7 height really works in his factor there. In his favor there. He is quick. He darts. And if it's short yardage, you know, by the time you see him and he picks the hole, he's probably gained a yard or two. So, Lerod Stevens-Howling, I have a lot of high hopes for him, and I think Todd Haley will utilize him similarly to the way he used Dexter McCluster in Kansas City when the Chiefs led the NFL in rushing.
Going back to Bell, though, today Coach Tomlin was asked during his press conference, Labs, if he felt that what rookies go through with the pro days, the combines, all the draft visits and that, if that maybe had a toll on Bell, who never really had an injury at Michigan State and who is now dealing with a knee and a foot injury.
I'm sure it does. It's just a part of the process. They're trying to state a case for themselves to improve their draft position. We're trying to evaluate them. It's just the system as it is. I think it's very functional. I think it's a lot of productive things associated with it. Obviously, there may be some negative things associated with it, but it is our system. It is a system that we utilize in today's NFL, and I think it's functioning very well. You're always capable of stating a case of some of the negativity associated with it, injury and so forth. The bottom line, I'm sure some of those negative things can just be attributed to the transition itself. The NFL game is a bigger, faster, more violent game than college football.
Labs, the other thing Le'Veon Bell said in the locker room, which was good to hear, is that his knee, which was kind of the first problem that he was having through training camp and not being able to go our first preseason game, feels almost 100% because he's had to completely rest with the foot injury. So, yes, it's like a plus-minus pro-con thing, but at least the knee is feeling better.
Yeah, and that's sometimes that happens. But, you know, Tunch Ilkin talks a lot about the year that he had off-season shoulder surgery. And the shoulders, he said, didn't really heal until he dislocated his elbow and was forced to miss games because of that. He said then when he came back from the elbow, the shoulders felt good too, and he went on to have a pretty nice season. So, you know, a lot of times these things work in this way. You know, one kind of hinges on to another. But, you know, Le'Veon Bell, it's up to him. I mean, I really think that not that he's going to be able to work hard and come back from this injury super fast or anything. The body is going to take the time it needs to heal, but because it is a rehabilitation kind of thing, you know, his diligence in that area will only help get him back to the field quicker.
Well, and he did also say, you know, he doesn't want to rush back sooner than he has to, but he said he will as soon as he feels like he can go. He's going to want to, but coach, the trainers, everyone's already told him, you know, we're not doing that. You need to be healthy before we can let you go.
Yeah, right. And this is something I think that at this point now, you know, the Steelers really want this to get fixed. I mean, this is a guy who showed enough during the early stages of training camp that he's, quite frankly, the best overall running back that this team has in terms of the demands of the position, either running with the football or catching the football. So he's shown enough to that you know he's a player. So it's no longer, well, you know, does this guy belong or not? Yes, he belongs. Does he belong in the starting lineup? Very probably he does. So once that has been decided, and I believe it has, then you just need the best version of that guy that you can possibly get. So, yes, rushing him back I don't think would be in the cards. He is only a rookie. You're hoping to have this guy for several seasons. And, again, I believe that with the other components you have in terms of the running backs plus the addition of the zone scheme, I think that this running game can be, as the scouts say, good enough to win with.
All right, well, let's go back to Saturday's game. You heard Coach Tomlin say, yes, they do want to win this one. Obviously, going 0-2 in the preseason, it is the preseason, but you still want to win. You want to put together a complete win and a game. And Coach Tomlin also talked about how he plans to utilize the first team on Saturday.
I haven't let that impact how we utilize guys because we have so many guys. It'd be different if we were, you know, navigating that with a 53-man roster. We're navigating it with 90. So it's less of a concern. There's not as many snaps available to people under those circumstances. Like we always do in all third preseason games, it's our intent to play a complete half with our first wave, if you will, and kind of play it by ear as we move into the second half. That's been our practice in the past, and as I sit here today, those are our intentions.
And when Mike Tomlin was here with us earlier, I asked him about, does this team need to win a game? And, you know, he touched on some of the reasons behind, you know, his opinion on that. My opinion on it is I believe that a win, while not necessary, would be extremely helpful. I think that there are enough new faces on this team, young guys who weren't with the Steelers through their most recent big successes of the past, the most recent being Super Bowl 45 in 2010. I'm not saying that doubts are creeping in or anything like that, but if you win a game and you play well, everybody has more confidence in each other. You feel better about what the coaches are asking you to do.
Right.
It's just a better way, I think, to approach things. And being 0-2 and having played poorly in the first two games, you're playing at Heinz Field in front of your own fans. I think you want to kind of keep a positive overall vibe going. You don't want to get booed at home, especially in the preseason. So I'm looking for this team to come out and play a lot sharper, smarter brand of football Saturday night.
Ben Roethlisberger kind of alluded to that also in the locker room today. He said there is a little bit more game planning than like the Kansas City or the Redskins game. Like you were saying before, you know, a lot of those O-line penalties kind of probably came from the fact there wasn't a lot of tape studying on the Redskins and game planning. He said this game, do expect more. He didn't know how long he was going to play, but typically third game you would expect maybe a half out of some of the starters.
Yeah, a half or a lot of times the way Mike Tomlin likes to do it is a snap count. So depending upon if for some reason the offense would only get three possessions in the first half and go three and out twice, maybe in some into the second half. So we'll have to see how the game unfolds. But if things go well and the team plays well, I would think halftime he would start making some of those lineup changes.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's go back to those O-line penalties. I think we've talked about them just every single day following Monday night's game in Washington. But like Coach Tomlin told us, Labs, refs were here again, and it was very important for them to try to fix these mistakes because it just feels like it's been building game after game. Here's what Ben Roethlisberger had to say about his O-line, though, and the faith that he has in them.
My faith is at all-time high with them, so I'm not worried about that.
How come?
Because I know who they are and what they bring to the table.
Just enough faith individually that it all adds up?
Yeah, because I see their work in practice. I see their work in training camp. I see them in meetings and just kind of see the continuity that they have. And just it really instills a lot of confidence in me.
Yes.
All right, well, that will do it for us today here on Steelers.com Live. Thanks again to Coach Tomlin for joining us. For Bob Labriola, I'm Missy Matthews. We will see you next Monday at 4 for another edition of Steelers.com Live.